Welcome to Soul Wellness with Kristen, where we get into the nitty-gritty of various holistic modalities and explore exactly how they help you heal. I'm your host, Kristen, and I invite you to join me on this enlightening expedition where we explore the connection between mind, body, and spirit. In each episode, we'll talk in depth with holistic providers, medical professionals, therapists, and healers. Our goal is to empower you with knowledge, inspire you with stories of resilience, and provide practical tools that you can integrate into your daily life. So, find a comfortable space and join us as we explore the multifaceted world of holistic wellness. Get ready to learn how to improve every aspect of your life and simply feel good. The adventure begins now. Thank you for joining us. Today I have Morgan Stolp with me, who owns Bundle & Bump Company. Morgan offers elective sonography ultrasounds as well as birth and birthday announcement yard signs. She also practices here at Soul Wellness, so welcome, Morgan.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to talk to you today.
I'm beyond excited. Thank you.
We're going to have a good time. So how in the world did you know you wanted to be a sonographer? When did that start for you?
I had a friend that had an ultrasound when she was pregnant, and I thought it was pretty amazing. And I just always thought this would be a wonderful thing to do for a living, being a happy career. And I went to college for psychology, and then I went to school for ultrasound, and I ended up working at a 3D facility and in hospital, and then I finally got my own business.
So were you doing sonography or doing ultrasounds for other parts of the body first, or were you always doing pregnancy?
In the hospital, yes.
Doing a little bit of everything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a little bit of everything in the hospital, mainly not babies. It was a little bit of everything that's in your body that you can diagnose or see if they're having pain. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed that because you learned a lot. But the babies were my favorite.
Well, you're a mom of two, so I can see why that would
probably
speak to you.
And being a mom of two, that's what kind of, you know, led me to the yard signs. Coming home to a sign that you can take a picture with and all the neighbors see was really a fun thing, and I wanted to get into it. My friend actually had her business in the yard signs, so she helped me. I feel like every path that I've taken, I've had somebody that's helped me along with it.
Right. Kind of mentored you.
Yes.
The yard sign business is kind of fun too, because you have to go sneak around, don't you? Don't you sneak around to do that?
Yes. Especially the birthdays. You know, they're not knowing that I'm going to come surprise them with a big flamingo in the yard, which is fun. And you can celebrate anything, but typically I'll go to the yard before they come home from the hospital, so they get to come home to the stork, and then they'll have it for a week, and they can just take pictures and memories, and get to keep like the bundle with the baby's information so they can put in the nursery and always have it as a keepsake.
That. Yeah, that's really sweet. You have one of the most joyous modalities here at the center, and it's so fun because my office, of course, is up front, and I see people leaving, and I can tell that they've seen you because they're looking at their pictures and they are just so full of joy and happy and laughing and pointing at the pictures, and it's really cool.
It is. I can definitely say that I love my job. I love my business, and a lot of people I know that can't say that, so I'm very blessed that I get to have two different parts of this business that bring so much happiness, and I build relationships with people around mm-hmm. it too. So I get just as much joy out of it as the people I serve.
Yeah, that's really sweet. Tell me, with your business, are you doing mostly gender reveals, or are you also seeing people that just want to see their baby?
At first, it was more gender reveals, but now people can get like blood tests earlier on in their pregnancy. They test for like genetics. So now it's more of the 3D because they already know the gender.
Okay.
But they do ask me to check and take a picture of it for them because when they receive those results from the doctor, it's just like a phone call. There's not like a picture mm-hmm. until later. So it's more of the 3D, 4D, like seeing the baby's face and seeing if they have hair. Most of the time they want to see just who the baby looks like and how they're positioned. And
okay, so what do you do when baby's not cooperating and they've got all of the goods hidden?
We We do all the things. I tell every mom to bring in like a snack bag, bring in soda, bring in snacks, bring in candy.
Because that might make the baby flip.
Most of the time it does, yeah, especially soda. Like the sugar and the caffeine, it helps the babies move and they start, you know, spinning around and kicking their legs. So most of the time I drink a juice, orange juice especially, or a soda usually gets the baby moving. Or I'll get mom to, you know, walk around or empty their bladder or move from side to side.
Okay.
So we have all the techniques. Most of the time I can get it. 99.9% of the time I can usually get the babies to move.
Does it happen a lot?
Yes. Even the 3Ds, they'll have their hands in their face or they're turned to mama's back or they're, you know, flipped the other way. So typically we'll get the snack bag out and they will start moving.
That is too funny. So what's the difference between 3D and 4D?
The 3D is like the still pictures. So while we're doing the ultrasound, I'll be taking and saving pictures onto the machine to transfer over to an account that they'll receive. And the 4D is the movement. So the same kind of imaging except for like the movement.
Okay.
That's the only difference. So 3D is the still pictures and the 4D is the ultrasound like recorded and the baby moving around.
And do you give the client file of the movement? Like a little
yes.
movie clip?
Yeah. So there's a website that they'll have an account on and they can share it with whoever they like. But the ultrasound itself will be safe so they can watch it over and over. It's also live stream, so they can send it to like their family that doesn't live close by or they couldn't make it to the ultrasound. So it's live that they can watch at the same time as the ultrasound appointment or they can watch it another time. It's saved.
Okay.
And then they get all their prints and all the images saved on there too so they can download, share on social media, print off more, however they choose.
So speaking of families, I've noticed that sometimes you'll have a whole big family coming in
yes.
to see the ultrasound. And thankfully, we have some big rooms here at the center where you can do that. So that's a really good selling point for you.
Yes, I'm very thankful. Most of the time, the room I have that you provide me is enough. But yes, sometimes they do want to bring aunts, uncles, friends, and I can definitely use the bigger rooms for that. I've had some that have had 20, 30 family members with them.
I was just about to ask you, like, yes. what's the mm-hmm. largest group you've had in-house?
Yeah, some people are super close, and especially the grandparents, if they know they're going to be comfortable enough in a bigger room and they don't, you know, if they're like in a wheelchair, if they have a cane,
right?
They are very excited to come and actually see an ultrasound for the first time in their lives, especially their great-grandbaby, and having a room that they're comfortable in and enjoy is like key because, you know, obviously the mom wants her grandparents to meet their grand-grandbaby on an ultrasound and have that experience that they never thought they would ever have.
Right.
So, yes, I'm very, very thankful that I do have bigger rooms in this facility that we can accommodate 5 or we can accommodate 30. I mean, it's up to the mom. And I'm very fortunate that we can provide that because it's hard to bring families together, much less in one space that they're all comfortable in.
Right. Have you done actual gender reveal parties?
Yes. I've done a few at the actual person's home or at another facility. And it's fun because everybody's anxiously waiting. They have their cake, their cupcakes.
Yeah.
I actually had one here in your classroom.
Okay.
That they brought balloons and they brought cake, and it was really fun.
Oh, that's
to
so
be part
cool.
of that.
So you have mobile services too. You can go elsewhere if you need to.
Yes, I can come to home visits. I've done a few of those where you're comfortable in your own home. You don't have to worry about traffic. You don't have to worry about everybody congregating at another place. They can all come to the house, and that's really amazing. Especially the mom being comfortable on the couch, and we can stream it up on the TV. Or I have a projector screen. So if you're like in a public place, then I can bring that and everybody can view it.
Oh, that's so sweet. What do you do if you're doing an ultrasound and you see something that's a little bit off? Like, has that ever happened?
Typically, the families already know if there's something wrong with the baby. And
oh my gosh.
It's only been a handful. So it's not very common that I do see that. But I will just tell them that they need to go seek, you know, medical attention from their physician or go to the ER just to make sure. because I don't have a radiologist or a doctor to send my scans to, and that's pretty much their call to address any like abnormalities. So I will just communicate as best I can to take care of them and, you know, put them on another path to get more medical attention.
Which you said that they typically already know?
If there's something genetically wrong with the baby, then most of the time the doctor's already seen it. My services are more for like bonding and like seeing how they look, or, you know, just kind of like a nurturing ultrasound. And then the doctors do the clinical stuff. Mm-hmm. So
what about the umbilical cord?
Well, the umbilical cord is so long, and so we see a lot of that just because it is so long, and it's most of the time the babies are playing with it. If there is anything that was like close to the neck, or if the mother was concerned, I would just tell them to let the doctor know that they got a 3D and they were just concerned. But typically if the cord is, you know, around the baby, which is very common, and the doctor will make sure that they can note that.
Right.
For further treatment, or when the baby's born, to be more mindful if the cord was close.
From what I understand, when you are pregnant and seeing a physician, I think you only get maybe 2 visits with their sonographer. Is that right?
Typically.
Something like that?
2. Yeah, I think the insurance will cover 2 ultrasounds.
So it's really nice during the whole pregnancy. They want to come and see the baby, like you said, and kind of bond, see who it looks like, and see that progress.
Yes. Yeah, that's typically why they come to me, because they want to see the baby grow over time, or, you know, they just want to check on the baby. Peace of mind is a very popular reason, just because they don't get to see the baby as often from their doctor.
Yeah.
You know, pregnancy hormones rage, and the moms get very nervous. Or they've heard stories online about things happening, and, or, you know, there's all kinds of reasons. They just need to check on the baby, and I can typically get them in pretty quick, just give them a peace of mind.
Oh, that's great.
Obviously, if there's something, you know, more physical that they need to go see their doctor for, because I'm just doing like a peace of mind kind of bonding service. But if they're just nervous and just want to come see the baby, and it just kind of gives them a peace of mind and relaxes them a lot.
Right. That's great that you offer that.
It's great. It's great for me, too. I just, you know, it makes me feel like I have a purpose to give moms that relief. And, you know, sometimes they just need to talk and see the baby. They come by themselves a lot. And they just say, I just want to come and see the baby and chat. And they give me updates about things in life. And it's really magical what happens. Because they walk in tense and worried, and then they breathe, and they're able to really, you know, be more relieved as the baby moves around and we talk. And
yeah,
it's kind of neat.
It's really neat.
Yeah,
definitely peace of mind.
Having the access to being able to like give moms that peace of mind, and then give them the ability to bring family to see the baby, and it's just a lot of joy. Just all around.
Yeah. Have you ever had dad come and say, hey, I've got this pain in my kidney, will you look at it for me?
If I had a penny every time I heard that.
Are you kidding me?
It's fun. Yeah. Like, hey, when's it my turn? You know.
While you're in there, will you look at my heart and see if I have a mitral valve prolapse?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you serious? Yeah. They do that?
Obviously the machine can do it, but I don't have the right probe for it. So I'm just like, sorry, you know, wish we could. It's not as cute as a baby. You know, we always have jokes, but yeah. So I was like, well, I could probably look at your kidneys or something like that.
That is too funny.
It's not as fun as a baby. So, but yes, that joke is very, very much a daily thing.
That is so funny.
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
Have you ever been doing an ultrasound on someone that thought that they only had one baby in there and you saw more?
Once, and that's when I was working at the hospital. She already had 2 set of twins, and she was having another set of twins. And she couldn't really speak English, so I had to go get another nurse to help me translate. And the doctor came in, obviously, to tell all the good news. But yes.
But she thought in that moment she only had one baby.
Yeah. Well, she had just, I think she found out she was pregnant and didn't know how far along she was. So we were doing the ultrasound to measure dates.
Okay.
At the hospital. And yeah, it was
surprise.
Intense. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was intense. But genders are the same way, you know, when they're in their mind, they're thinking they're having a boy or girl, and I tell them different. Or, you know, that the doctor said, oh, well, the heartbeat might be this, you may be having, just as a guess. Mm-hmm. Or they do like a test at home. You can do like a test at home that tells the gender. And that said one thing, and then I'm telling them another. It's a lot of emotions with the gender appointments.
I bet.
Yeah, especially if they're have multiples of one gender in the family, and then they're having a different one. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they're expecting one thing in their heart.
And congratulations, you're having your 14th girl.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So it's a lot of emotions for the gender appointments, for sure, because it's always one way or the other. Or you've got grandparents that are sitting there like, oh, I bet it's a boy or a girl. And especially if the appointment is like a, they're going to have a party and they don't want me to tell them what they're having at their session with me. They want to find out at the party.
Okay.
So I have to turn off the screen. And, you know, if they've brought family with them for the ultrasound just to see the baby, the grandparents are constantly asking me questions about the baby, and I have to be very, very hidden with the gender,
right,
because they're excited and they're trying to be fun. And it's like, I can't tell you. I did have one grandpa. He's like, well, I was a CIA agent back in the day. You know, I did this for a living. I'll get it out of you.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, well, I do ultrasounds for a living, so you're not going to get it out of me.
You're not going to get it out of me.
It's not
going to
happen. but I guess like the 3D, 4D, everybody wants to know, does the baby have hair? What does their nose look like? Those are the two main physical characteristics that they're looking for, nose and the hair.
What's so cool is when you post a picture of the ultrasound next to a picture of the newborn baby, because a lot of times I guess your clients are sending you pictures of the newborn babies.
I beg them to, because I want to see it so
bad.
They
look just alike. It's like, wow, that is incredible.
Yeah, I'm like, please. I try to keep dates up on my calendar just so I know when to text them, or sometimes they get the stork along with the ultrasound, so they'll call me like, hey, we're delivered, and they'll show me the baby. And that's one of my favorite parts, is seeing the babies either with the ultrasound or with the stork, because that's like your final product. You know, I feel like I do so much art with their ultrasound pictures or with the actual sign, but seeing the baby in person, that's like the body's art in a way.
Yeah.
So that's what really is just the most amazing thing. I think people probably think I'm a little silly, but I get so excited when I see the baby's face.
You're passionate about what you do. It shows.
Yeah, my passion is just ridiculous. I love it so much. And seeing the moms, or even them keeping me updated, it's like, oh, I just love that, because I feel like we're family in a way, like a business family. So it makes me feel really good to see the after birth pictures with the 3D. It's amazing.
It is amazing.
It truly is.
Well, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Tell everybody how they can find you. How do they book an appointment with you?
You can find me on the soulwellness.net website under the provider menu. I also have a website for the business, www.bundleandbump.com. I'm on social media. Facebook is Bundle, the plus sign, Bump, CO. And on Instagram is BundleBumpCO. You can call or text me, 704-230-8919. Or you can message me on social media or email at morgan@bundleandbump.com.
And fairly easy to get an appointment.
Oh, yes.
You don't have a long wait?
Typically during the week is pretty easy. Evenings, weekends, book up.
Okay.
And if you want access to the classroom, if you do have the big groups that you want to invite to your sessions, we would need a little bit more advanced, since we have to reserve the classrooms here at Soul Wellness. But typically, if you can get in, if you have availability during the week, during the daytime, I'm Monday through Sunday.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yes, yeah, my availability is pretty open. Thanks to my family, my husband helps a lot with that. He helps me with the signs as well. So it's a family business.
Yeah.
Truly is. I have a wonderful team.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being
with me
today. I appreciate you telling us all about your business, and I love seeing you thrive here. It's awesome.
Thank you so much, Kristen.
Thank you for joining us on another enriching episode of Soul Wellness with Kristen. We hope the insights shared today have resonated with you, inspiring a deeper connection to your own journey towards holistic well-being. If you enjoyed today's episode, we invite you to subscribe, share, and reach out. Your feedback fuels our mission to bring you meaningful content that educates, empowers, and uplifts. Remember, you are a vital part of this community, and together, we're creating a ripple effect of positive change.